Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the new moon solar eclipse that's happening on April 8th, 2024. We're going to take a look at each life path number and how these energies may affect you over the next, say, 6 months to a year as the storyline of this eclipse unfolds. So before we get into it, of course, this is a general forecast. If you're interested in your own personal numerology reading, where we'll take a look at your own personal numerology, just book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. All right, so let's take a look. Life path number 3. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 5 and Phoenix energy for this new moon solar eclipse. So this is interesting energy. Obviously, with the Phoenix, we've got some kind of alchemical change, some kind of reemergence, something where you might have felt like you had sort of been burned to the ground, you know, rising from the ashes type of thing. So there would have likely have been something in the past that recently that you felt like, you know, you had to kind of hit rock bottom with to make certain changes. And through that process, there's like a reemergence now. Or for some of you, it could be that this is the start of that process where there's something that needs to be sort of dismantled or deconstructed in some way that's not working that you will reemerge from over the next 6 months to a year. But, you know, like Phoenix energy coming through is a very powerful energy. And we have a solar eclipse. We have a new moon that's happening in the sign of Aries. This is all very like big starts, new emergence type thing, fire energy. So there's definitely something here about some area of your life, you reemerging, but as authentically you, as true to self as possible with this energy. And it can be around relationships, career, identity, you name it, creative projects. What's interesting here is you're working with 23-5 energy, so 5 energy. So this is going to be a time where, especially over the next, I would say, 6 months, where seeking advice from others, like experts, people who have expertise in an area where you may have some limitations, this is such a great time to collaborate with them or work with them or become a mentoree in some way, where you can gain that wisdom, that expertise from another. So this is not going to necessarily be a time where you're the leader in this area of life. This is going to be the area where you have to sort of be a little bit more vulnerable and humble and recognize that it's not possible for anyone to have all of the answers. So there's some area of your life where you don't have the answers, where you've got some limitations. And this energy is going to help you to sort of seek out or come across someone who can help you, someone who can really sort of help you to see something in a different light, in a different perspective. Your job is to be open to that perspective, right? It's very easy for us as humans to get very caught up in our own point of view, right? Our own perception. And so this is going to be a time where seeking out the advice from experts would really serve you well. And yeah, I think you can see some great growth come from that. The other thing this can bring about is new contracts that can sort of alter your life in some way and can also require quick decisions. So I would say, you know, it doesn't have to be contracts. It can be connections. It can be anything that kind of comes in, but it could be like soul contracts, right? Something that comes in that sort of alters your life, right? And that also requires, again, those quick decisions. I do think that this is going to be a period of time where you're going to have to, again, be decisive, use discernment, make those quick decisions, not in an impulsive way, but, you know, in a way where it's you're at the helm of the ship making those decisions and taking responsibility for the consequences or outcome of those decisions. But you could find that things come in now that require a decision. And that decision or contract or whatever can change your life quite significantly. And again, this coupled with Phoenix energy, it's going to be something that's very true to self. It's going to be something that feels very authentic and very aligned for you. So this altercation in life, this change in life will actually feel good. It might be uncomfortable at first, but it can sort of, you know, morph into something that feels really, really good and really aligned. You just have to trust yourself initially to say yes to whatever it is and to take the steps needed to, you know, make it happen, whatever it may be. I would also say this is going to be a time where emotions can be running hot. So be careful not to allow any differences to create separation or, you know, any situation to sort of trigger extreme emotions. If you feel emotions, obviously feel them, right? Move through them. Just be careful of how you process those emotions and how you, use those emotions. You don't want to be too reactive to where your reactionary response creates separation in the connection. So just be mindful of emotions, your emotions, the other person's emotions. Obviously, if it's a very sensitive topic, you know, just move gently. That's not to say bypass your emotions, feel the emotions, move through them, but just be careful you're not projecting them out onto others or, you know, allowing your emotions or your belief systems or whatever to create some kind of separation that really isn't necessary and that can actually hinder whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish. The other thing I would say is, again, going back to that seeking advice from experts, you know, other people are often our greatest teachers, and sometimes that can come in a very uncomfortable way or a comfortable way. It just depends on what we need. But in, with this coupled with Phoenix rising and, you know, some kind of Phoenix energy, as well as this 5 energy, there's some kind of change that needs to happen. Some kind of actually very major or, you know, massive transformation that needs to happen in your life in some area. And it wouldn't be uncommon for a person to sort of trigger that, to be the catalyst for that growth, for that experience. And it would be really easy to, see them as the villain, as opposed to seeing them as the person who helped you to not only hit rock bottom, but rise up, you know? So there's a lot that kind of goes into this, but this is a really pivotal, important new moon eclipse for you all, I think. But big, powerful energies that you're working with and great opportunities for massive transformation in some area of your life. But, you know, you're the one that's got to be at the helm of it all. So it's your choices and your decisions that are going to make the greatest impact on your experience. So I would say choose wisely and just make sure that emotions aren't the driving force behind this transformation. Okay, so I hope it's a great one, threes. Take care. Bye for now.